golf course, kind of on a windy day. Nice day out, though, and the boys and girls varsity race has been completed, and Rock Valley boys did very well. Cammy Mineola, first time they competed against Cammy Mineola this year. Zeke Sather joins me. Zeke placed first easily, Zeke. You're off for just a stroll, huh?
It didn't feel like it. It was a tough one.
It was a tough one. Why was it tough?
The wind really doesn't help you at all, especially if you don't have anyone to draft off of or to help yourself off of. Plus, there's two decent-sized hills we got to hit twice, so a total of four hills we have to go up.
On the other side over here?
Yep, on the back side. But okay. Overall, though, I feel like it was a pretty good race for us overall.
All right. You got first. Darius came in second, right, Darius?
Yep, second.
All right. You got to close the gap a little bit, huh?
We're working on it.
You're working on it. First time you face Cammy Mineola, talk about that.
They have a pretty good couple of good runners. Blake Stokes is always up there. Is always good competing against someone else that I don't usually see. And they have a pretty good team overall. They're always contenders with us. So.
Yep. Yeah. So you felt good on your run, Zeke?
Yep. It was a pretty nice run. I mean, the temperature was good. Yep. I don't like the wind, but what do you do?
Yeah. Last Thursday in Apple, it was quite warm. A little different today.
Yeah.
So. All right. Congratulations. Keep it going.
Thank you.
Why don't you just hang on here? Darius came in second. Darius Penske, how did the run go for you today?
I thought it went by pretty quick. It was pretty good.
Pretty quick, huh? Okay, so your time was like, what, 17 minutes then?
17.
No?
Like 17, I think 20.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Awesome, good. You're the guy that put in a lot of miles over the summer, right?
Yeah, quite a few.
So what was a difficult part of the course here in Wheaton?
I think knowing where to go, being in second place, you don't have the cart by you, so got to really watch the signs.
I heard someone said the girls got off course a little bit. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, Sherpa was saying something about that. I don't know exactly where, but it's a little easy to get lost on this course.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, especially if Zeke's way out in front, then you can't see the golf cart in front of you, Darius.
Yep.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
Who do we got next? Who came in next? Caden?
Yeah.
All right, Caden Allpress from Lockbrow Valley Dossport. How'd you do? Step up to the mic there, Caden.
All right, it's good.
Yep.
All right, felt pretty good overall. The wind kind of got to us on some open areas where there weren't as much trees, but...
So when you're going against the wind, right?
Going against the wind, it was really not that great, but going with it was nice.
Okay.
Get the sun a little bit so you could give you a chance to warm up a little bit, too.
Yeah, one thing is the sun's shining today.
Yeah, it makes it a lot nice.
Yep. All right, you felt good in your run?
Yeah, except for the hill. Felt like we were walking up the hill when we were coming around, but... That's bound to happen with that size of hill off of there.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Pretty steep. So.
All right, keep it going.
Yeah, thank you.
Kane had a pretty nice sprint down with Blake Stokes at the end, too.
Oh, that should have been. Yeah, good. And thanks for mentioning that.
That was a nice race for him in that terms. Blake Stokes right at the end.
Fun racing against other people you don't get to race against every day.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, Zeke. Yeah, you, the last couple hundred yards, you and Blake Stokes were toe-to-toe there.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. I talked to him a little bit after, and we didn't really know where the turn was to come in, and right when we turned around that tree, you could see the start line right here, and I didn't realize it was that close, so I had to book it then.
You had to book it good, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
good job, Caden. Peyton Sterwood, how'd you do, Peyton? Come up, step right up to the mic there.
I thought I did. It felt really good.
It did?
The whole team did it really good.
Okay. One of your better runs of the year, you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I think we did pretty well as a team.
You did, okay.
Yeah.
All right, Peyton, this is more of a flat course, isn't it?
No.
No, it's not. Well, I don't see the hills here. Where are they?
Just got to go back there a little bit.
Oh.
It's tough because it's like you get up the really steep hill, and then there's like two more right after.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't notice that. I'll have to go back there and take a peek then. So.
Yep.
All right, Peyton, good job. Keep it going.
Thank you.
Who's Evan or Hunter? Who do we got? Hunter? Hunter Martinson, how did you do, Hunter?
I felt I did pretty good. You know, the race felt really fast, so that was nice.
That's because Zeke was leading everybody.
Yeah, that helps a lot.
Yeah, you felt good in the run then, huh? Do you have a time or anything? Or?
I did not hear my time, but I'm not really sure how I did, but I felt good.
Okay, good. Are you excited about the cross-country season? How many meets you got left?
So we got two more regular season meets. I don't think we'll run in one of them. I think Sherb's going to pull us.
Oh, okay.
And we got a sections, And I don't know if they're going to stay. There's rumors of them not having it at all.
Right, that was decided this
yeah.
morning. So.
So it's which really stinks, but,
yep.
I mean, at least we get a section.
Yep, that's right. All right, Hunter, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And who else we got here? Caleb? Caleb Johnson, right?
Yes, sir.
How'd you do? You're back, huh?
I'm back, yeah.
It felt good?
Not really.
Okay.
The course was fast. But right around the mile mark, I started to cramp up really bad. So the rest of the other 2 miles really hurt me.
Now, they say you hit a wall. Does everybody hit a wall?
I do.
Oh, yeah, I hit a wall just yeah. around that 2 mile mark.
Yeah.
Just got to work through it?
Yep. You always got to have a mindset of that you can get through it rather than it's going to kill me. So
what's it feel like when you hit the wall?
Feels like you're going nowhere.
Okay.
Your muscles just say, all right, let's be done. And you just got to mentally push through that. And
okay.
Once you get past it, it generally gets better.
Okay. All right. Good job,
all right,
Caleb.
Thank you.
Yep. And Evan Hagelin. Evan, how'd you do today?
This course definitely went by the fastest for me mentally, the fastest race I've ever ran.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea why it just went by very fast.
Okay.
Yeah.
No reason for that, huh?
Yeah, I don't know.
Step
never
up
ran
a little closer to the mic there.
We've never ran here before, so that could be part of the reason since everything was new.
Okay. Still, are you out for football, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How's that going?
It's going well. Just difficult getting tired going in between practices. Running before football practice, then going to hard workouts for cross country and going back and forth.
Wow. You're in shape, then.
Yeah, it's nice for football when my whole teammates are
dying. All right, good job.
Thanks, Tom.
Kevin, you bet.
Mason?
Mason, or who we got? Mason Bremer. Mason, step up to the mic there. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Did you run well?
Kind of, I guess. Not my best race, but, you know, we have a race, and that's all I can really say.
Okay.
You know, it's good we are getting to be able to race.
Now, I see parents always come up. I saw your mom come up
yeah.
and talk to you. What do parents say to you guys when you get done?
Usually it's like, how did you feel on the race? And then it's like, you know, good job, and just kind of like encouraging stuff, and then, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My parents usually take my time since I don't really get it here coming through, and so they always tell me my time, which is always exciting to see how I did there, and then they congratulate me on how I did and how I felt, and then talk to me about how my race went.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So how do you think you did against Camby Minio as a team? We don't have the results
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, I think we beat them pretty handily.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Good. And, we'll probably get the results tomorrow because McRae, RCW, and... Lakeview are going to run at 6, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Good run today.
Thank you, Paul.
You look really strong, Zeke. Keep it going.
Thanks, Paul.
Zeke Sather and the Loch Paw Valley Dawson Boyd boys cross country team. And we'll see if we can get some of the girls over here. If you see some of the Camby boys, send them over. So we will take a break here, and I'll stay on the line here, and we'll try to gather some Camby Minyota kids and the girls, too. So. We'll turn it back to you.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-98-7578. That's 325-98-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75 Madison, and right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin, Casey, and the gang are always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouthwatering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Dawson and in Madison, just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located at 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
All right, welcome back to Wheaton, everyone. Paul Ramel here at the Wheaton Golf Course. Unofficially, Lock Pro Valley Dawson Boyd boys took first place. And on the girls' side, the Camby Mineota girls took first place. Lock Pro Valley Dawson Boyd second. We'll give it to... Okay. All right, let's see. So, Josie, step up to the mic here. We're on the air. Hi, Josie. How's
Hi.
It going?
Good.
How'd your run go today?
Well, I started like 5 seconds after them because they didn't have a gun.
Yeah.
So I couldn't tell when they started until, so I still had stuff on.
That was the strangest, that's right. Thanks for mentioning. That was the strangest start I've ever seen in a race. What happened?
I'm not real sure. He didn't really say like 30 seconds or anything. He just said go pretty much, and I still had like everything off. So I started whipping it off and had to start way behind everyone else.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. A little different. You never ran here before, have you?
We have not,
okay.
No.
Okay, how'd you do, personally?
My first mile and 2 mile were really fast compared to normal, so
okay.
I think my time was pretty good for starting late.
For starting late. That's right. I understand you ran longer. Is that right? Have you heard that you were off course?
I did not know that.
Oh, that's what some of the Camby Mineota girls said. They ran the wrong course or ran longer. So, okay, thanks, Josie.
Yeah.
Alex Stitt. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Did you hear me cheering you on when you ran by me?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good. You hear your mom, too?
Oh, yeah. I hear them all the time.
What you think of the Wheaton course here?
I actually really liked it. The weather was nice. The only thing is it isn't well marked, so we have no clue where we're going.
Yeah, especially if the lead golf cart's out of your sight.
Yeah, and we haven't ran here since, like, 1990, so...
Were you born?
No.
Okay. It was okay that your run today?
Yeah, I had a pretty good time, but it's a little chilly, but yeah. I like running in the cold, so.
Oh, good. Well, better than last Thursday in the heat,
yes,
then.
Yes, definitely.
All right, thanks for coming over, Alex.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. Rachel Lund.
Yep.
How'd you do, Rachel?
I felt like I did good for the conditions and everything. It was really nice. The weather is, like, perfect. It's a little bit cooler, which is a little bit harder in the start, but once you get into it, it's perfect. The wind wasn't too bad.
Yeah. I saw you finish strong. You finished pretty strong there. You still had some kick in you there, huh?
Yeah. I found a little bit left in the gas tank to get me through the finish.
Okay. Good job.
Thank you.
Yep, you bet. That's Rachel Lund. Who do we got? Bartunek. Laney, right?
Yep.
How's it going?
Good. Just like Josie, I kind of had that late start, still trying to get my clothes off.
I saw that.
Yeah.
You were ripping the clothes off there, trying to get your sweats off.
Then I was just speeding up with the other girls, trying to finish, and staying right there, just trying to finish the course. Did better than last meet.
So you're loving the season so far?
Yeah, I'm loving it. Doing two sports at once, so it's a little too, a little lot, but we got it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, Taylor, step up to the mic here, Taylor. I saw you finish strong.
Yeah.
Get a little closer. Okay. How'd you do?
Good. I felt the best I felt all season.
Oh, really?
It was fun. Yeah.
It's a little more flat in front of us here, but I understand there's hills behind us.
Yes. There's two pretty big hills over in the back of the course that towards the end and in the middle. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you have a time or anything like that?
I'm not sure.
Okay. You first time you competed against Camby Mineota girls, they got a good team, don't they?
Yes, they do. They have... a lot of good girls, so it's fun to run against them.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yep. A little different today, I suppose,
yes.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, thanks, Taylor.
Thank
Keep
you.
It going. Hey, we're going to have a basketball season. Did you hear that?
Yes, I'm really excited.
Okay, good. All right, Maya? Maya Conroy? This is your dad's home area, isn't it?
It is. Both of my parents grew up here.
Yeah, in Wheaton. So you've been up here quite a bit, I suppose, huh?
Yeah, a lot.
Have you ever been at the Wheaton Golf Course or
no,
not?
No, okay. I haven't.
How'd you run today?
I think I ran the best I've ran all year.
Good. Yeah, that's good. That's all you can ask for, a personal best, right?
Yeah.
So was it tough for you?
Towards the back stretch, it got really hilly. I think it was a fun course, though, just a little confusing.
Okay, yeah, that's what everybody's telling me, so. Good. Thanks, Maya.
Annika Fernholz, welcome back, Annika.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Man, you look strong for missing a couple meets there.
Thank you.
Is it glad to be back?
I am. I was missing competing, and being out for two meets is tough to watch, but I'm glad to be back.
Good. Yeah. You ran well. You finished first for Lac Qui Valley Dawson Boyd.
Yeah. Thank you.
Talk about the run here.
You know, the course wasn't marked the best, so it was a little confusing at parts, and some girls in front of me even messed up a little bit, and I had to run back and to get back on course. But
oh, really?
Other than that, it was nice weather for running, and it's pretty good overall.
Good, good. Well, I'm glad you're back, and keep it going, right?
Yeah, thank
you. All right. Did we get everybody then?
Yep.
All right. Thanks a lot, girls. John Sherb is walking my way here. Maybe get John's thought before we turn it back to a commercial break here. No, he's going to walk over and talk to the JV. So a lot of parents here at the Wheaton Golf Course. And now I'm going to try to get some Cam Mignota kids to come over here. We'll take a couple-minute break and see if I can round them up. And we'll talk to Coach Pesek of Cam Mignota. I see Allison over there by the tree. And we'll turn it back to you, Maynard. And we'll be back here in a little bit.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather, and a lot of information, plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free, and they keep adding features. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper.
Need some electrical work done on your farm, home, or business? Well, Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric is the man you're looking for. B. Johnson Electric does commercial, farm, and residential wiring. Brett is your complete source for all your electrical needs in the Q92 listening area. Contact Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric at 320-226-5070. That's 320-226-5070.
All right, welcome back to Wheaton, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We have Cammy Mignota, Coach Allison Pesek with me, and the team, too. Congratulations, Allison, on a nice run today.
Thank you.
That's a long road trip from Cammy to Wheaton, isn't it?
It is, especially when you have construction along the way, too.
That's right. first time in Wheaton?
First time.
Okay.
Yep.
So what you think of the course?
Well, it's a nice course. We, of course, love when they have hills on our course, so we were all about taking on this course.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about your boys' team.
Well, our boys' team is young. We are led by junior Blake Stokes, and then we have a good group of ninth graders, and we have a senior boy, Isaac Bach, and otherwise, yeah, we kind of keep coming together. These boys work really, really hard at what they do.
Yeah. You've been having a good year?
They have been having a very good year.
Okay. All right. Why don't you stick around here and we'll talk to the guys. Step up to the mic. Who do we have here?
Hey, this is Blake Stokes.
Hey, Blake. Sorry, did the mic drop on you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit.
Yeah, nice run today.
Yeah, it was a really nice course. We got here a little late, so didn't quite expect fully what was coming, but hey, still fun to know.
Yeah.
Love surprises.
Yeah. What's the toughest part of the course for you, Blake?
Well, we run a lot of hills, but those are always still tough. But
yep.
So, especially the one right up here, it was steep. But that's where we feel like it gets won. Today, meets get won, and, well,
yep.
We didn't do it today. But
Caden Alpress had some nice things to say about you, you guys on the stretch here in the finish. Talk about that.
Yeah, those guys really caught up to me during the last stretch of the race, and he came in right behind, past me for a little bit, and we started fighting. It was really nice.
You having a good season, Blake?
Yeah, having a really good season.
Good. You can pipe in here too, Allison, if you want. On Blake.
Wow, Blake is our leader for sure. He brings them all together and pushes them all just a little bit more than they maybe want to some days.
All right, good job.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. And Colton, step up to the mic there. How do you do, Colton?
I'm good.
Dice,
sorry. Yep.
Colton, okay. How'd you do?
Well, I ran a 18.04 at the Camby course and an 18.07 today, so
nice.
Almost as good for a course that I haven't ran yet. So
okay. All right, you're liking the season so far?
Yeah, it's been a lot better than my 8th grade season. I've been running a lot better times, and I'm
good.
Keep pushing.
We're going to see good things out of this dice kid as he gets older.
Okay, what grade are you in?
I'm in 9th grade.
9th grade, good. Good, thanks a lot for coming by. Appreciate it. Who do we got next, then?
Zach.
Step up.
Zach Arata.
Hey, Zach Arata. Okay, Zach, how'd you do?
I did good. I was 3 seconds away from my PR, so that was good.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
The hills were a little tough, but they were fun, so that's what we do a lot in practice.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Zach works hard.
Zach works hard. He's another one of my freshmen.
Okay.
So, good things to come.
All right.
Yeah.
You liking the season so far, Zach?
Yes, I am liking the season
good.
A lot.
Good. Okay. We're wearing our masks here, and we're social distancing, so we're trying to get as close to the mic as we can. So, good job, Zach.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Fun.
All right. Who do we got up here?
Isaac Bach.
Oh, step up
this
to
is
the
our,
mic.
Our senior.
Isaac Bach, your only senior?
Yeah.
Okay, how'd you do, Isaac?
I did okay. Not as good as I was hoping, but can't complain.
Okay. Your thoughts on the course?
It was fun. Kind of hard, but.
Wide open?
Yeah.
Okay, it's kind of different this year with COVID, only running with a couple teams, isn't it?
It is, for sure. A lot more mental game.
Okay, it is.
It is.
All right, you've been out for cross country since 7th grade or for many years?
I joined 8th.
8th grade, okay. So you're the only senior on the boys team, huh?
Yep.
All right, finish strong then.
Yep.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Yep.
Isaac Bott, who do we have here?
Colton Ruther.
Hey, Colton, how did you do today?
Pretty good. I PR'd.
You did?
Yeah.
I love that when I hear
PR. He's right. He had an amazing race today. He really stepped up. He just made the top 8 varsity here just this last week, and today he ran an amazing race.
Okay.
He wants to keep his spot.
Okay. All right. Talk about your run there since he PR'd.
It was definitely one of my better runs. I like running in the cold better than the heat.
You do?
Makes me run a little quicker. My asthma makes me be able to breathe a little better.
Okay.
So I just overall feel way better in the cold.
Okay, good. Congratulations. All right, girls, come on. What do we got? Grace? We'll start out with Grace here. She kind of cleaned everyone's clock today, if you want to put it that way. Congratulations, Grace.
Thank you.
Grace came in first place overall so far.
Yep.
Since we got a 6 o'clock.
She even did a little extra loop out there because her cart didn't quite know where to go. So she still came out on top.
Somebody told me that. You did a little extra
yeah,
run.
Yeah, I did do a little extra.
I was visiting with your mom, and she told me that you ran a little extra today. So.
Yep.
Did you know that right away? Or?
I was a little confused because we were coming back to the finish, and so I was confused, and then they turned around, and I went back. So I kind of figured I did a little extra.
Okay. And so your time is going to be a little off, I would guess,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, my time will be a little.
Okay. Are you enjoying this season?
Yeah.
What grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior, okay.
Yeah.
And state participant, in the, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Talk about the team, your girls' team. You're pretty good this year.
Yeah, we're doing really good this year.
Your coach is giving you the pump sign or whatever.
We have a lot of girls that are really close together, so it's fun.
Good. You do a lot of things off socially, you mean?
We're close, on and off the team, yeah.
Okay.
And, while we're racing, our times are pretty close. So
okay. I was impressed with her lead that she had today. I mean, it was amazing to watch. I don't know what it was, a couple hundred football fields or a couple hundred yards or what. That was amazing, wasn't it?
Yep, absolutely.
She's running well this year?
She's doing good, yep.
Okay. All right, good job, Grace.
Thank you.
And who came in second here?
Well, Braylon's not here.
Okay.
Braylon was our next runner.
Okay, Braylon.
And Claire Stokes came in right together.
Okay. Who do we got here, Claire?
Yep.
Claire Stokes, what grade are you in, Claire?
8th grade.
All right, step up a little closer. Yeah, talk about your run here today in Wheaton.
It was good. I really liked the course.
You do? Why?
I don't know. It's
wide open?
Yeah, and it has a few hills, which gives me a little bit of a challenge.
Okay.
So I like that.
Okay.
Yep.
And Claire, is that your brother?
No, cousin.
Oh, cousin.
Cousin.
Okay. All right.
We do have his sister running for us.
Oh,
too.
Okay.
He's our other eighth grader.
Okay. All right. All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Mackenzie,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Mackenzie Ruther. Mackenzie's a three-time state participant, I believe.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I remember that. How you doing this year?
Pretty good.
Okay.
He's a senior now.
A senior?
Unbelievable.
How does that happen?
I don't know. I'm not ready.
I don't think we're ready either.
No.
So, kind of a tough start in the girls' race. I don't know if you saw some of the Lock Paul Dawson boy girls still had their sweats on.
Right.
You got to be ready to go, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Talk about your run here today, then.
I felt pretty good. I was mentally prepared. I was stretched out. I was ready to race. Felt good today.
Okay.
So.
It's a little different with COVID this year, just running with a couple teams, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not
I'm glad
same.
We're here, though, especially for my senior year.
Yep.
Don't want to miss out.
That's right. Where is sections in Laverne?
Laverne.
Okay. You can't wait for that, I bet, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nervous, but I'm ready.
Yep. Yeah, I was watching you run. You run pretty strong there. So congratulations, Mackenzie.
Thank you.
You bet. And who do we got here?
Natalie
Stokes. Okay.
Yeah.
Natalie, how'd you do? What grade?
She's an eighth grader.
Okay. How'd you do, Natalie?
Pretty good, I think.
Okay. You like running?
Yeah.
She like the
practice? This is her first year out with us.
Oh, it is?
It is.
Okay.
We finally convinced her that her brother knows what he's doing.
Well, she's got the Cami Miniota cross-country apparel on. I like that cap.
Yeah.
Pretty sharp cap you got there. So, are you enjoying this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
what do you think about cross-country since it's your first year?
It's really chill and, like, fun because the environment's, like, nice, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, it's chill. That's good. I haven't heard that before. That's great. Good job. All right, good job.
Thank you.
Yep. And our last one?
Rachel Wallen.
Yeah, Rachel. How you doing, Rachel?
Pretty good.
Yeah, and how are you doing this year?
I'm getting better every race.
Okay, what grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
Senior. So how many seniors do you got on the girls' team?
The two girls right there.
Okay. So are you enjoying?
Mackenzie and Rachel.
Okay, how'd the run go for you today?
Pretty good. I like running in cold a lot better than warm.
Does anybody like to run in warm weather?
No,
they don't.
No.
Okay.
I told her during her race, I said, this is a day for Rachel Wallum to have a really good race because she hates the heat.
All right. Well, congratulations, Rachel.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Allison, talk about the rest of the season then here. We've got a couple more meets.
Yeah. We go to Wyoming next week, and we race there against Lakeview and YME, who we've already seen twice this season.
Yeah.
So we'll be ready for that one.
Okay.
And then 2 weeks from today, we get to run in the section.
Oh, already?
So, yeah.
That's down in Laverne, right?
Down in Laverne, and the times and the slots all came out this afternoon, so
yep.
That'll be fun.
Awesome. I'll be there.
Yeah, you bet.
It's going to run a little different.
It is going to run a little different.
Do you know how?
Four teams at a time. Yep.
Okay. All right, so was there 17 teams or something like
There's
that?
There's 23.
23? Okay.
You bet.
So they do four at a time, so that's going to take probably all day then, huh?
It is going to be all day. That's why they're doing it Thursday of MEA.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for joining me on the
you
radio,
bet.
Allison. And
thank you, Paul.
Yeah, we got our masks on, so let everybody know.
All right, yeah.
All right, Maynard, I'll get John Sherbon here in a little bit. We'll hang up, and I'll call back when we're ready with John.
All right, sounds good. That's Paul Ramo covering cross country in Wheaton. You're listening to KLQP, Madison Dawson. We're at 92.1 FM.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison. Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales for all your collision and glass repair needs. Tufty's also has several bikes and ATVs, snowmobiles, and vehicles that are ready to go. Check out TuftyAuto.com. Tufty Auto and Sales, located East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent. A real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to help keep my farm covered no matter what.
Stop in and visit with Carrie Harding from Southwest Insurance Services. Her office is located in the First Security Bank of Canby.
With harvest season coming up, Minnesota Valley REC wants you to stress safety this year. Be mindful of power lines when moving big pieces of equipment around. Contact with power lines is a major safety concern. Always remember that your vehicle is the safest place in case of a grounded power line. If you do happen to hit a pole or guy wires with farm equipment, contact Minnesota Valley so they can fix those problems right away. Also, be aware of power poles when burning ditches. If you're going to burn a ditch with poles, take precaution by mowing or weed whipping around those poles. Damage to power poles can be expensive, so please be careful. Minnesota Valley wishes you a safe and profitable harvest. Feel free to contact them with any questions at 1-800-247-5051 and be sure to find them on Facebook.
Here's a look at your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. For today, we'll have cloud cover to start. Could see some partial sunshine into the afternoon with high temperatures in the lower 50s. Wednesday, breezy from the northwest. Then for tonight, mostly clear, some frost possible late to low of 34. For Friday, partly sunny conditions up to a high of 54 degrees. And for your Friday night, mostly cloudy with lows in the upper 30s. On your Saturday, do have a chance for some rain with highs in the mid-50s. For Sunday, back to the sunshine, 57, and for Monday, near 70. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll on Q92 Country. Currently, 45.
This farm safety tip comes to you from Myers Electric and Infrared. Store farm chemicals securely where kids and animals can't access them. Then make a list of the chemicals for firefighters in the event of a fire on your property. This farm safety tip brought to you by Myers Electric and Infrared.
508, let's get back up to Wheaton and more cross country. Here's Paul.
All right, thanks a lot, Mayor. Back here in Wheaton, just wrapping 4 o'clock up. Meet up at 6 o'clock, McRae, RCW, and
Lakeview
will be running. John Sherb joins me right now as the JV is just wrapping up here. John, first time since what you've been up here in Wheaton?
1990.
What, are you a freshman in high school then or what?
Oh, no, I was finished up my last year student teaching everything else up at NDSU, so I was up there to wrap that last year up there. So.
Okay, was Phil Golstad the coach?
Phil Golstad was the coach here.
All right, well, let's talk about the run here. Let's talk about the boys first. They looked really well.
Boys, you know, boys did a good job. I mean, they've learned, they've gotten stronger. You know, it's a little different flip with our guys today, you know, because Mason was good for us last week, but then all of a sudden, here Hunter jumps up here. You know, everybody, Peyton, we just kind of work off each other, and that's what we got to do. And I thought, you know, Zeke really solved the problem, so I just looked so smooth and comfortable. And Darius is running well again. Darius looked good. It's another good race out of him. He's not afraid now to go out a little hotter and finishing, so that's good for Darius. And that's what's going to make this team better.
I enjoyed watching Caden Allpress with Stokes. That was a sprint to the finish there between those two. Did you see that?
No, I did. I was over in the backside because I was trying to catch the girls and the boys.
Yeah, last couple hundred yards, it was Stokes and Caden, and he just beat him a little bit.
Oh,
so.
That's good. And that's the drive. We've got to have that finish home, and that's what we got to keep working on. We really haven't done it that much yet. We've been just, you know, working on other things. And like I said, it's just, we've got a really nice team. They really are working. They're getting into the flow of things after, you know, a little sabbatical and this and that. So I thought, you know, I thought our kids really look good. The boys, you know, it's, and we're deep. You know, our 8 guys are pretty sound, and that's what's good to see.
And just visiting with the Lockpaw Valley Dawson boys, they got smiles on their faces. They look like they're really enjoying cross country.
Yeah, they are, and they all get along really well. And that's the thing is, we have a family we've put together over the years that just continues to grow off of one another. And like I said, those boys are learning, and it's a nice mixture of young and old in there. And you know, some of the seniors who are in the front side, you know, weren't able to be in that level last year. So we've always seemed to always someone steps up and fills.
Okay. Girls side, talk about your girls.
Well, we had a little issues on the start line, but again, that's the learning of handling a situation. It didn't go well for our girls to start off. We had some girls that were still taking their shirt off when they were starting because they had problems with the pistol and everything else. Next thing you know, We had girls that were already 20, 30 yards behind on the start, and that's just a learning process. They've got to be able to handle situations, and if you're running behind, you have to try to make up somewhere on the course, and that's the way it is. And I thought, you know, our girls looked very good in spite of that. Maya Conroy really had a nice race today.
That's what she said.
Yep, and that was a good fit for her. And then also we got, you know, Annika back in there. Just got to get her back into some rhythm with her running, and that's going to come with over time, I'm feeling. That's where it'll be.
Yep, Gray Streets looked really strong for Cammy. Yeah. You know it, didn't she?
Wow. Yeah, she's tough. And like I said, we've been talking about, you know, as the top marquee runner in this area that she is.
And Annika said, too, you know, I told her, you know, for missing a couple meets, she looked strong. She looked strong, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. And it's more the mental thing that we've got to get her to focus on, yeah. And that, to get back into that flow. And when she starts getting the mental part back in, she'll be just fine.
Talk about Taylor Shelstead. Taylor said she really liked running the course today.
Yep, and she doesn't like heat as much, and it's a little cooler. She likes cooler weather,
yep.
And that's the mentality of a lot of the MO, the girls, is they don't like that 85, 90-degree temperature. They like that 60s and 50s, and, you know, it's not that bad today, and it's a nice day to run, and that's
yep.
good.
That's right. Nice day to run for them.
Yes.
Not me.
No, that's good. And like I said, the kids are continuing to grow. We're getting some rhythm, and that's the things we're going to look at. You know, we're looking to close our gap and build office. And, you know, it, on all levels, our junior high kids look really good. I think we went 1-2-4 in the 7th and 8th grade race. That was a good run for them. I know there will be a kid. I think there's a junior high kid from Lakeview. I think that may.
Okay.
Make some things interesting here, but that will be good for those guys. So they ran well. Our junior high girls, we've got one that was gone back, and the other one stepped up, ran really well. I thought Taylor had a nice run, but other ones, let's see, the Anderson girl, I can't think of her first time, Michigan, Anderson, yeah. And then also Reese also looked good. Like I said, we're learning and we're building, and I like the way these kids are coming along nicely.
All right. Sections in a couple of weeks in Laverne. Have you heard how they're going to run?
I've heard how they're going to run. Not what I wanted to see on the matchups. I wanted us to match up with Redwood, because it's Redwood and us, I think, on the team side for boys.
Okay.
We don't get to be in the same race,
oh.
So we're going to have to run on time and really set the mark. They're running before us and run after them. We won't know what I don't think we'll know what their times are.
Okay.
So we're going to have to really set our level and to run. The girls, I know the girls will be in the thick of. They got a draw where they're with the big girls, and so that will be good for Annika. That'll be good for us, and you know, hopefully at that level we'll start finding ourselves a little bit by then. That's kind of what the hope is.
Okay, and that's in Laverne in a couple of weeks. Right?
Yeah, a couple of weeks. That Thursday of MEA, I think they've got them broken down. The shifts, like the first race down there is like 9:30 or something like that, and
oh.
they bring in the four teams. And they'll run group boys first, girls, then boys, and then bring in another set of teams. And just you're allowed to come in a certain amount of time before the races, because they're going to try to quarantine, trying to do all that.
Okay.
And again, we are also the backup. If all of a sudden, if Laverne has a high count down there where they get shut down, then Madison is the backup. And
for sections.
Yeah, for sections. And so.
Well, I've got experience hosting that.
Yeah, I got experience, but I won't have. At least I had a season to prepare for it. I may only get 5 days to figure that one out.
Okay.
So.
But, all right.
So that's the way it is, but at least we got the section we can build off that and go from there.
All right. Well, a good day here in Wheaton then.
Yes, a very good day here. It's fun watching these kids excel and do this, and that's what the joy of the coaching part is.
All right. Thanks a lot. And we probably won't know the details or the finishes probably not until tomorrow, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I'm guessing. I know Brittany's gone, so hopefully she'll do stuff at home tonight, and then we'll know more tomorrow morning,
right,
hopefully.
Oh, they finished.
Yep.
All right, thanks, John. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you taking the time here. I know you're busy with the junior high running all over the place.
Oh, we try to get where we can.
Yeah, there you go. We'll talk to you on the coaches show.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yep, John Sherber, Lockford Valley Dawson. Boy, that wraps up our cross-country coverage here from Wheaton Golf Course today. Appreciate all our sponsors for sponsoring cross-country. And Maynard, we'll turn it back to you.
Coverage of local sports on Q92 brought to you by Madison Bottling, Evenson Electronics, CCM Health, Dawson Truck Parts, Boris Crop Insurance, Federated Telephone Company, Midwest Power Sports, Rural Solutions Incorporated, First Security Bank of Canby, Myers Electric and Infrared, Ridgeview Seeds, Cockleman Construction, Helgen Insurance Agency, Guestwine Motors Millbank, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Minneota Building Center, Cargill, Northern Plains Tiling, United Prairie Bank, Clemens Electric, Dr. Tom Hansen, Dawson, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Heartland Eye Clinic, One Implement Company, A&B Auto, B. Johnson Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance. Sports coverage brought to you by Prairie Brand Seeds, Midwest Truck Parts, Madison Welding and Repair, Culligan, Dawson Auto Glass, Madison Healthcare Services, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Whitnable Construction, Appleton Building Center, Old National Bank, Madison, Toffee Auto and Sales, Yellow Medicine County 4-H, Peterson Team Realty, Madison Dental Clinic, Lee Motor Company, Dawson, Heinrich Ludvigson County, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Rise Nursery and Tree Service Supporter, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Summerford Construction and Gravel Danvers, Erickson Chevrolet, Ag Processing Incorporated, Steve Haas, Madison Chiropractic, Pioneer Hybrid International, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Madison Dairy Queen, Sather Building Services, Kluver Law Office, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Ludvigson Tiling, Jubilee Foods, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water. Sports brought to you by Lack Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, State Bank of Tons, Wodzinski for House, Chris Wodzinski, State Representative, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Lack Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Area Health, Larson Brothers Concrete, Appleton Dental Clinic, Swenson, Nelson and Stilts Attorneys, and Ortonville Area Health Services.